Some homeless service providers are struggling to meet Seattle's new performance standards. But at least for now, the city says it won't withhold funding. This goes against so-called pay-for-performance measures that were baked into the new contracts. The decision from the city comes amidst calls for greater transparency and accountability around spending on homelessness. More from KUOW's Kate Walters.
Let's go back to last year. The city of Seattle announced homeless service providers had to compete for roughly $30 million in contracts for the first time in more than a decade. As part of the deal, providers offering certain services, like emergency shelter, would have to get a set percentage of people into housing every quarter. If they failed to hit the benchmark, the city could withhold a small portion of their funding. Fast forward to the first quarter of 2018, the first time this rule could be enforced. Jason Johnson with the city's Human Services Department says they're waiving that part of the contract to give providers time to ramp up service.
We didn't feel that it was fair to those organizations who are trying to respond to the changing expectations to ding them or penalize them for not meeting a performance goal during this period of transition.
Johnson says they will enforce performance standards in the second quarter of this year. Four organizations reached by KUOW said some of their programs failed to hit housing benchmarks in the first quarter. Flo Beaumont is with Catholic Community Services. They provide a range of programs. She says several hit the goals, but some of their shelters didn't. Beaumont says they want to exceed performance goals in all programs, but it's complicated.
Judging us on a standard which is not realistic in our housing market is not a judgment of effectiveness. We are very effective. We work with gravely disabled people and we move them to housing when it's available.
System-wide, it's unclear how many providers are achieving or missing housing targets. In the coming weeks, the city is set to release first quarter performance data for all providers who received a chunk of the $30 million awarded last year. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.